Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome. Charles, this week you've sent me a link to an article about metaverses.
Yes, I think this is something that we need to consider as Facebook now decides that it's going to rebrand itself as Meta, more and more people spend a significant amount of their activity in terms of time, if not money, on the internet. The idea of a metaverse is this limitless virtual world which is interconnected. And that's the thing that I find quite intriguing about it. With Facebook now deciding that it's going to rebrand itself as Meta, it has raised the issue of whether or not the future is virtual as much as it is real life. We've been playing on the edges of this sort of thing for years, from Second Life, or indeed you could even go back to MySpace, which first started back in the late 90s, I think. We've got the idea that you can have an existence which is outside the physical restrictions and the economic restrictions of real life, you can spend your social leisure time in this world without restriction. Now this idea of a metaverse is coming to much more of the commercial world. And I think that the best summary that I came across was actually by the head of gaming and esports at Wunderman Thompson. And I'll just sort of quote part. Essentially, the creation of a persistent virtual world in which consumers are able to hop between different virtual experiences. It will be powered by a virtual economy in which jobs are in the same sort of financial mechanisms we see in typical economies. The element that I find quite interesting is the ability to buy something in the metaverse or the digital world and be able to utilize it across platforms. His example is you could buy a pair of virtual trainers from Nike or Adidas and put them on your Instagram account as a picture, and then you can then move it to another virtual world where you might want to still wear the same product in a picture on Facebook, or indeed you might even add your avatar to all sorts of different things. So his example was going to a Nike store and buying an outfit for your avatar to wear, and then going to Nike and buying a pair of shoes in your avatar that would then be delivered to you in the in the physical world. And the interconnection between what you could imagine on the virtual world and the reality that could then be created, I think, is very powerful in terms of innovation for businesses.
Okay. I said when we were going to do this, I felt slightly out of my comfort zone in this one, mainly because I was a complete refusenik when it came to Second Life. I remember it coming in, I remember all the hype, and I remember sitting there going, this is a waste of space, and virtual space. And, people were getting so excited by Second Life. Yeah, I forget which newspaper it was that had a journalist based in there. Companies were putting corporate headquarters in there. Universities had online campuses there. I suppose one of the problems was with it was the lack of interconnectedness, so that in order to go to do something in Second Life, I had to go and log into Second Life, create my avatar and go and do something there, and then perhaps come out of that and go and play in Minecraft, where I'd have to log in again and create a second avatar. So being able to interconnect, I can see there's a logic. If you spent a lot of time and money creating and painting and designing your avatar, maybe it's nice to be able to take it with you. Where I get a bit stuck is the idea of the idea that we want to stay within a virtual world. And that may just be post-pandemic exhaustion of I am zoomed out like half the world population. Or it may be that actually post-pandemic, we've all got used to the idea that we can meet on Zoom, and maybe that's what we want to continue. So I think it's an interesting time for Facebook to decide this is the way forward.
I think Second Life was too early. Like a lot of the technologies that we see coming to marketplace, many of them are too early. It's a brilliant idea, but either the bandwidth isn't there, which was probably the killer for the first dot-com boom at the turn of the century, or the idea is a nice one, but no one's going to do it on a consistent basis. I think that given a very large proportion of the population now has a Facebook account, a lot of people spend time on gaming online. A lot of people will have social media accounts and they will spend, I don't know how many hours a day looking at their social media and making some purchases on the internet, which will then allow potentially the... It would then allow potentially the crossover between the physical and the digital world, so that the digital world wouldn't just be one silo of one social media account and then another silo of another social media account and then another one, which is really dysfunctional. You know, you don't really want to buy a pair of shoes at a shoe shop, but only be able to wear them in one or two locations, and you have to buy another pair of shoes to wear in a different location. In the physical world, that's nonsense. So why do you have to do the same thing in digitally?
Partly because digitally it's really, really hard. That one of the articles I was reading was actually one of the biggest problems with the idea of a metaverse is breaking down the walled gardens, which I've now discovered is the phrase, between different online verses to allow you to take an avatar from Second Life into League of Legends or whatever. It sounds to me like an awful lot of computing time and developers' time is going to be spent trying to work out how you could walk an avatar that looks like one set of brand into another environment, which maybe isn't the best use of resources and concerns. We're talking in the week of COP26. I can think of probably several hundred other things that we should possibly be turning our minds to collectively than a metaverse.
I'm not saying it's the most efficient use of any particular use of resources. It's just that it's an interesting way to go, especially if one of the world's largest companies and one which has a hold over half the global population thinks that that is a way to go and the way it will go, then it's worth considering from a marketer's perspective. If the marketplace is 3 billion people and they are able to link together all of their brands in a way in which you can live this interconnected set of walled gardens, which is a nice term, I think, then I think it's worth considering. Certainly, you know, the organization that tends to dominate as many walled gardens as most people would use is going to be the one that one wants to think about joining, if that is what you tend to want to do, if you want to live a portion of your life in the virtual world. I'm not quite sure I could think of any other organization. Possibly Google is the only one, but even it doesn't have that many walled gardens that you could walk through. Facebook definitely does.
It's interesting because you also wonder if this is going to be the other thing of have they gone too early? Is this another mm-hmm. Second Life situation? Or is this going to be something that becomes the future? I mean, I have huge reservations about it, but obviously with a marketing hat on, we have to consider that maybe this is somewhere that marketers should be. For example, I was thinking this morning, if I was running a tourist attraction, maybe having a metaverse version of that, bearing in mind we can't have 3 billion people visiting somewhere. There were some figures out from Thailand saying they used to have over 40 million people visited, and the last year it was 70,000. It's not sustainable for 40 million people to visit somewhere, however beautiful and wonderful the place is. Ask anyone that's been to Venice. So maybe creating an online version of that, which is immersive and well done, because the metaverse functionality will presumably be there for you to use, might be a very interesting way forward.
Yes, and in order to be able to do so, you would probably want to have a 3D headset or something like that so that you could see it in full immersive nature. You might want to spend some money, and so you might want a wallet to be able to spend some money. And you'd want to obviously engage with your friends, all of which, of course, Facebook stroke Meta now has with Oculus and its own, I think it's Novi and the Libra wallet. So the aspect of an organization offering that sort of service now becomes quite considerably more enhanced than Second Life, which really didn't have a great deal going for it in terms of, I suppose, critical mass of numbers. So it's definitely something, I think, that the metaverse is something to be thought about by marketers, if your marketplace is, utilizing virtual worlds on a very regular basis.
Great stuff. We'll put out some links to articles that both Charles and I have read up on to get ahead of this one. I think it's clearly going to be something we're going to keep coming back to.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.